Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being with us. Of course, JCCI, the local think tank right here in our building, is conducting a 3-year mental health inquiry. We tend to think of that as involving adults, but tomorrow is National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. What is this day all about?
So it's a day that's going to help educate parents and other family members of the community working with children. We're hoping to bring to their attention what they need to know to recognize the difference between normal childhood distress and the potential of an onset of a mental health issue.
What are some signs parents should look for? What's the difference between an upset kid, a kid under some stress, and a more serious problem?
Normal childhood distress, you're going to see responses from children where, you know, I'm sad and I'll start crying. I'm frustrated and I'm angry. I'll let you know. But when you start seeing extremes in behaviors that aren't matching the situation, is when you want to pay particular attention to your child's behaviors.
Such as,
for instance, school avoidance. It's one thing to not want to go to school and be, oh, here we go again. But if you have your child latching onto your leg, screaming, crying, bouts of screaming for hours, that's definitely an extreme.
Something's up. And at Wolfson's, are you seeing an increase in stressed children, depressed children, children that really need help?
Yes, absolutely. Depression, anxiety. I do overlook both the inpatient and the day-stay partial hospitalization programs. So we get a lot of families that are in crisis. There's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety.
And what's driving that in our kids? What are some of the factors that are putting the really incredible strains on our children?
There's multiple factors. There's any relationship problems that are going on in the home, any relationship problems going on in school, bullying, struggling with schoolwork. There's various factors that are key players into a child's mental health.
How big an issue is bullying?
Bullying's a very big issue right now. It is a very big issue. We see a lot of children coming in with significant depression and having a hard time managing it and being able to participate in school, which is what they're there for. And they're easily distracted. They can't focus and they don't know how to go on in their day.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, JCCI has decided that its signature issue right now and for several years is going to be mental health. On the First Coast, they're conducting a 3-year inquiry looking at all aspects of our system of care.
Yes.
And obviously you want to make sure, and they're looking at it for children and adults, but you want to make sure that children don't get lost in this discussion.
Absolutely. It's very important that everyone gets on the same page, that we're able to access services for these children, for their families. We don't want them left behind.
So families that are listening to this right now and they have a child they're concerned about, what advice do you have? How can a family access care and therapy right here in our area?
The biggest key for parents with children is communication. You want to talk to your children. You want to try and figure out what's going on. Let them know you're there for them. Let them know you want to help them, that they will find you the appropriate help if they aren't able to help them. There are community mental health agencies. There are independent practitioners. So please, if you have to start with a pediatrician, you start there. But please, there are people out there willing to listen and help.
Don't just let it fester.
Don't let it fester.
Right. Well, it is tomorrow, National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. So if you have a child you think needs help, this is the time to focus on this and not let it slide. So thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.